We're doing man's work here, fighting for the species as our forebears did, building, competing, striving, trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
In 30 minutes, the president addresses the nation. Patrick Byrne, election fraud expert and insider, is about to reveal the contents 30 minutes ahead of time. He joins us in mere minutes. Spread the live feed now.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're going into overdrive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCAR's fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is going to stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla, and that's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo, politically, lovingly, non-violently.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in 27 minutes, Trump is scheduled to address the nation. He usually starts off about 3 or 4 minutes late. But this speech is so important, he may not even be a little bit late tonight. We'll be here covering it live, taking it live. We'll watch it here at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll put that URL up. But ABC News this morning said they're not going to carry it. Now, a bunch of the other networks are saying they're not going to carry it because he's rumored to come out and say that Communist China is involved in election theft working through Venezuela. I've been on here 32 years, and at least 25 years ago, I had leading election experts on about Venezuela and the Chinese doing this. Patrick Byrne, working, let's just say with U.S. intelligence, he doesn't want to get into that, but it's come out in the news so I can say it without burning him, literally has been instrumental in all of this. And before we go to Patrick, I just want to remind you that back in November, I talked to a White House source that was in a cabinet meeting, and they put up all of the evidence that China indeed, particularly in 2020, but before that, through Serbia, just like Byrne, you know, advised Lindell back in 2020, 2021, would make the machines, the computer chips in China, act like they were put together in Taiwan, then ship them to Venezuela that had the majority of the electronic machines that we've been using for decades made there, or supposedly made there, and then used here to manipulate national and local and regional elections, state elections. And Trump said, great, when are we ready? And they said, January. He goes, well, we'll release this in January, and I'll address the nation. And I said that back in November of 2025. Well, we've seen some action. We've seen them go into Georgia and other states. We've seen the FBI. We've seen Tulsi Gabbard. And, of course, it was Gabbard that brought forward this information to confirm what Patrick Byrne and others were saying. That is the information. So that is what I believe is going to be there. Byrne was on my show yesterday and said that first. Today it's in the news that indeed they're saying it's going to be about China. He's since learned more. I wanted him on tonight after the speech for commentary. He contacted and said, I'm ready now. I got even more information. And he's got his ear to the ground with all the election experts and fraud investigators because he's right at the heart of that and was instrumental and has been credited by General Flynn and others for helping bring down Maduro and get them so many of their sources. But this is a big deal. Trump doesn't do a lot of national addresses where they're officially addresses, and they have the corporate media not covering it. Really shows you that they are scared of this information. The speech is, again, 25 minutes away because it's being censored. I'm asking everyone watching on X right now and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And the easiest URL, some people aren't on X or they're not on Rumble, even though there's free feeds, even not a member of the app, you can share it. Go to alexjoneslive.com. That's our new news site. That's the next permutation in the information war of truth that has all the feeds on the front page and audio feeds and everything of this live show, of today's show, and of Harrison's show and other broadcasts we've done and special reports. It's all there. That's the mothership, alexjoneslive.com. You'd have to be blind not to find the links at the top and throughout the page, but you can go to alexjoneslive.com/show, and this special feed is there, to my show today, and Harrison's feed and archives. It's all there at alexjoneslive.com/show. Because remember, most of you tuning in know as much as I do about all this, or maybe more in some cases. I mean that. People all the time send me links and tell me stuff I didn't know or call in and wake me up. I don't have all the answers. So you need to reach out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, people you don't even know, your email list, your text message list, and share, hey, they're covering election fraud. They're covering the deep state, working with Communist China to basically have an ongoing rolling soft coup in this country. The truth's being reported right now. This is being censored nationally. But get the truth right now at alexjoneslive.com/show. alexjoneslive.com/show. There's the URL right there that I'm pointing at. Now, Patrick Byrne is an entrepreneur and patriot. Two decades as founder and CEO of Overstock.com, $2 billion company, BA from Dartmouth, he goes on from there. Marshall Scholar, focused on ethics, PhD in philosophy, Stanford. 2006, Milton Friedman named Byrne to succeed him as chairman of the Milton Friedman Foundation, who's a leading libertarian. 2004, Byrne and his the oligarchy got crosswise and have been at odds ever since. Byrne believes the oligarchy has two wings, Wall Street, settlement in the deep state, and that he has them surrounded. At Patrick Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E on X, enemywithin.docuseries.com, about his life and books and films and things that he's done. So this is a big deal having him censor this, and now it's network after network. They're really scared of this, and I'm going to be major league disappointed if Trump doesn't do what I heard he was going to do in that cabinet meeting 8 months ago. So we're about to find out in just minutes. Then we'll have the address. I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. Who knows how long this will be. And we just had the teleprompter guy that fills the teleprompter caught insider trading. And so he's in a bunch of trouble. So they're trying to sit on this. We have to understand we've been at the center of exposing all this, and so we don't need to jack into the teleprompter to know what he's about to cover. I will be shocked. And here's the key that Byrne's been revealing the last few years. It was the Democrats and a consortium of neocons and the deep state and the CIA that was actually letting China do all of this and knew it was through Venezuela. And so that's the last big piece. And that's what Gabbard also revealed in that cabinet meeting that I talked to someone that was there. And so we'll see if that's also brought up tonight. I haven't talked to Byrne. I just asked him to get him on today. And I just got here 30 minutes ago after seeing my family for a few hours. So I don't know what he has discovered, but he's always been very, very accurate and is an incredible source of information. So I do think this is going to be accurate, but we'll find out as soon as Trump speaks in 22 minutes. So, Patrick Byrne, thanks for being here. What have you learned since we talked on the show yesterday?
Well, thank you, Alex. And you are right. You deserve a lot of applause. You were years, if not decades, ahead of many, many aspects of this story. All this scuttlebutt is that this is going to focus on China. As I told you yesterday, I think, the deep state and China, who's having conniptions, but they're trying to make Trump stick to talking about, okay, China interfering by printing fake ballots, China interfering by messing in our voter rolls, and China printing fake driver's license. They don't want Trump to go into the machines because they're all tangled up in the machines themselves. However, even if he just sticks to China, so I don't pretend to have any, I'm not involved in any of those White House discussions, but I know all the research that's come up. I can tell you all kinds of stuff about China that we know. So, for example,
well, you sent me grand jury documents that we revealed for the first time ever they tried to seal yesterday, where you had the people that work for the companies admitting that. I mean, that was smoking gun with your lawyer.
Yeah, in fact, I just resent it to Daria. Look at Exhibit 3 I just sent you, Daria. If you want to put that up,
well, she's at home with her son, but we can get in the computer and get it from yesterday. But you showed it all on the show yesterday. Just we know you're on record. We'll get it out in post too. We're live right now. But so what you're saying is that the question it's not going to be whether he exposes China, but will it be about them in the voter rolls, or will it be or will they just focus on that, or will they focus on the big kahuna of the machines?
Well, that's up to Donald Trump. And I understand no one knows but Donald Trump, even in his own circle. He's shut a bunch of people out in the last 48 hours. He's trying to make that decision. But yeah, if you scroll down on this image, just scroll down a little bit. Scroll down. Meanwhile, so this is from the stop. This is a Dominion email. Stop scrolling. The Dominion email from the head of development in Serbia. They didn't even want to say that anything. He's writing to somebody in China. If you scroll up a little bit, he's writing to somebody in HP in China saying, meanwhile, the tablets arrive at Shanghai Customs. We're waiting for customs clearance now, expecting next week to get the tablet. Okay, you can take that down. I'll tell you what it means. Those tablets you vote on, if you're in Georgia, you vote on tablets, and then it spits out a QR code that you can't read unless you're a robot, and you go and feed it to the machine. Those tablets are actually coming from China. And China has access to editing. I won't get too geeky on you, but what's called the firmware. You know, everyone knows what computer hardware is and software are the programs. Between hard and soft, there's the firmware. Firmware is the very basic program that's embedded in your computer when it starts up that tells the computer, okay, here's your keyboard, here's your hard drive, here's your monitor.
It's the control system.
It's the control system. And China gets to edit that, which means there is no integrity. They can have a command in there that says, somebody hits control one, open a port on the back, and anyone can come in and don't log it. In addition, it means
they can also divert people into a fake interface so they see one thing while you see another.
What that means is, right, what that means is the tallying of your votes is actually controlled by China. It's actually controlled by China through that mechanism. That's just one thing to know about Chinese involvement. Here's another thing, and I suspect you will hear about this tonight, because Kurt Olson did a beautiful job in the last few years chasing this down. As I mentioned, I lost half a lung a few weeks ago, so I'm a little under the weather. There's a company called Connect, K-O-N-N-E-C-H. Every precinct and county in America, when you vote, you've got volunteers, you've got workers, you've got some HR software that runs and schedules their involvement. That's the Connect software package. It's started by a guy from Michigan named Eugene Yu, who's an American. He's a Chinese guy who came over in 95, got naturalized. China turns out to have all the information about 1.8 million election workers in the United States. It's stored back in Wuhan. And when this came out, that guy fled the country, landed in L.A. to change planes, was arrested, was held for a week in jail, and then was sprung from jail so he could continue his trip. He was sprung by two groups. One, this guy Gascon, who is the George Soros DA, and the CIA. So the CIA sprung him from jail so he could get away. So China has all the information on everybody who worked in elections. I mean, our systems are so permeated by China that might be the kind of stuff you hear about. In addition, there's the whole machines, more about the machines themselves. But like I say, there's a lot of pressure on Trump not to be too wicked about these machines, because the CIA, who turns out to have been up to their elbows in this since 2009 at least, want those machines preserved. And they certainly don't want it to come out that they used the machines to overthrow 32 other nations and that they were involved in 2020. So they're asking Trump to walk a tight line where he just talks about things like these very minimal stuff. And China printed up a bunch of fake ballots and got them to Georgia. China printed up a bunch of fake driver's license, all that kind of stuff Trump can talk about. I'm hoping he goes farther and talks more about, hey, I just showed you the email. The damn tablet you vote on comes out of Shanghai, and China has access to edit the BIOS. So it's just up to Donald Trump, President Trump, how far he goes.
And what's amazing is so much of this has come out now, and the national corporate media, a whole bunch of the networks, ABC and NBC, now it's others, are not covering it. But the Democrats ran around before Trump started challenging 2020 when they're always saying there was fraud, and they were right. And we know there's been a lot of deep state deciding who was going to win before, but more and more it's the Democrats that have been doing this. What do you say to Massey? And I have a clip of him. It's clip two I want to play. And I like Massey overall. I don't think he should have been primary, but he says, I don't think the problem is our elections aren't secure because we control the House, Senate, White House, and some degree control the Supreme Court. It's that Republicans aren't following through on their promises. And some of that's true, but we could put up a map of how Trump won in 2024. And then you look at the key places he lost. It's where they don't have voter ID. And now the House has finally passed, so it's gone through the Senate, the SAVE Act. And so that's the whole point, is that America doesn't believe in transgender surgeries for kids. America doesn't believe in Mondami and communism. And so, you know, the Democratic Party should go extinct. There should be like a Libertarian Party and then a Republican Party, because America is not communist. And, you know, the fact that people are going Republican, only the Democrats stay in power, is fraud, is just a reality. So Massey's argument that, well, Republicans have the trifecta, well, that's after they engaged in massive, you know, the Democrats engaged in fraud and tried to put Trump in prison, and we have a populist beachhead there. That argument doesn't hold water, because the Republicans are in power, there isn't fraud. We know only a tsunami landslide could overpower the fraud, and that's indeed what happened. I want to play this clip and have you respond. Here's outgoing Congressman Massey.
But I don't think the problem, you know, is that our elections aren't secure, because we control the House, we control the Senate, we control the White House, and in some degree, we control the Supreme Court. So I asked my Republican colleagues, why are you complaining about election fraud? We won all the damn elections. The fraud that's going on is we're not holding ourselves to the promises that we made of fiscal responsibility, putting America first, making America healthy. The problem is we're wasting the opportunity that we were given in these elections, that we won, all of them.
All right, I totally agree with him that the neocons and Thune and all them blocking Trump's agenda are a problem. This is squandered, and that people are pissed in the midterms. I hope they see through that that's the Republican establishment that we're making major inroads and replacing. But to then imply there isn't fraud because of that, I think that's wrong. What's your view?
You're absolutely correct. Massey, I've always liked him a lot. I would say in the last year, I'm not sure he's completely reliable. He's said some funny things and done a few quirky things. He's absolutely wrong, but he's also right. He's wrong, say, oh, don't worry about the machines. He is right. What we really have going on are rhinos and Democrats who see the writing on the wall that this rig is being taken away from them, and they are infiltrating the Republican Party. The Republican Party is letting them do it and helping these They're not even moderates. They're rhinos. And they know that they have to infiltrate from the ground up. And the Republican Party is fighting attempts by the grassroots to take it over in the various states. But Massey's just wrong that we can't that we can't worry about. I mean, the fact that we ostensibly have control of the House and Senate and White House and can't get really basic stuff passed that has 85% support tells you that I'm right, that our party's been infiltrated by people who are just giving lip service to our principles.
Well, look at Mitch McConnell. His wife is a known Chi-Com agent. Her sister, a year or 2 years ago, died at LBJ Ranch outside Austin, her car being driven into a pond. And now when he was brain dead or whatever, running out to meet with the deputy communist Chinese leader. And then we saw AI fake photos they put out of him being healthy, which were proven to be fake. It looks like they are keeping him, you know, not admitting he's incapacitated or dead, so that the August 3rd date passes and the governor can appoint the interim senator so that Massey, who is better running at a state level, can't run in that special election. What do you say to that?
Well, have those pictures of McConnell sitting up in bed and waving that were issued in the last few days, have they been proven to be AI?
Yes.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
And that was put out by his camp. Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. I want to play a clip of the press secretary today, Caroline Leavitt. The media is demonizing question election fraud, but this is something American people know is going on. We've witnessed it. We know it's happening. And this is going to be a boost for Trump addressing this. And I hope he's super hardcore, because I know what happened to that cabinet meeting in November. And so we better see some hardcore stuff from Trump tonight. Plus, he knows, you know, they're gunning for him. Here is the press secretary, and I want your take on that. Patrick Byrne, just minutes away from Trump addressing the nation.
Likewise. To the degree that this speech tonight is about elections past, not elections upcoming, the 2020 election has had dozens of recounts, lawsuits, audits. 2024 election, widely believed to be safe and secure. There's not really any question about that. A lot of people
look at
this.
Because it was too big to rig.
Well, I think a lot of people look at this.
It's a massive amount of votes for this president. That's why he's in the Oval Office right now.
No one disputes that. And there were a significant amount of votes for Joe Biden, who won in 2020. I mean, I think the question is, why is the president unable to let this go?
Well, first of all, Garrett, I think part of the problem is that the media has refused to acknowledge that tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections. And your premise of your question, you're jumping ahead to a conclusion in this speech before even hearing it yourself. I think that everyone should tune in tonight, including the people in this room, and you should report on the president's speech and the findings that he is going to reveal in this speech with a little bit of honesty and a little bit of integrity, because it will shock you if you have an honest eye listening to the president tonight, and everything he is saying will be backed by facts and by evidence that will be provided this evening. And again, Garrett, again, I think all Americans, Democrat, Republican, should agree that we are the greatest country in the history of the world. We should have the safest and most secure elections in the history of the world. And what the president will be speaking about tonight will show you that perhaps that is not the case, and we need to make some adjustments moving forward, including the Save America Act, as Rachel pointed out, is a key legislative priority for this president on Capitol Hill, and he wants to see all senators and members of Congress voting in favor of the Save America Act, because it's crucially important as we move forward. Aisha.
Hi, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The pink is for you.
All right, Patrick, we got about 8 minutes until Trump is scheduled to speak. In fact, let's put up in a box in the corner if we can. The live feed from the White House. So in case they go early, we can go to that. And people, be sure and share the live feeds now. The corporate media is censoring this, not carrying this. So if you're on Exit Real Alex Jones, share it now. If you're on rumble.com/ the Alex Jones Show Live, or alexjoneslive.com/show with the live feed, share that and say, here's the censored live speech, the national address. Because regardless, I'm predicting this is going to be historic. But Patrick, other inside baseball, other angles, what you're predicting, what you've discovered, you've been at the forefront of this, the new information that's come out, other key intel you want to impart to people?
Sure. Well, the fact that they've been all... So first of all, there were so many logical fallacies in what that journalist reporter just asked. I think they should have a two strikes rule. When a guy asks a really dumb question, and if he ever asks a second really dumb question in the White House, he loses his pass. Look, when you put your ballot into these machines, it takes a digital image of the ballot, of the piece of paper, and they set aside your piece of paper, and now you just got a digital image, and everything's done off that digital image. Even recounts by law in most states, have to be done off the digital image, not the piece of paper. That means if there's a way to introduce a discrepancy between the two, you can rig it. So it's so funny to me. I hate to be like a blowhard about it, but I built a $2 billion internet company. I know a thing or two about a thing or two when it comes to computer security. It's absurd to hear these journalists and these lawyers say, well, that's impossible. It's impossible for anyone to do anything because it's all been certified and this and that. They have no idea what they're talking about. Once you've made that break, you can, and they do. The system edits the digital photos. They take new photos and slam them in from Serbia. We have the proof. We have the people who built the system, the people who built this. So there's this guy's just talking through his hat. Other things they may come up with on January, and the fact that there's 300 feds all over Fulton makes me, or Georgia makes me suspect the following. You know, on January 1st, 2021, if you go back, I was actually down in Georgia. And there was this crazy story. I was working at arm's length with this, with a fellow, a bounty hunter, private eye, who had his own army of people surveilling them, including he had the Fulton warehouse where they run the election out of this under surveillance. And it was very loosey-goosey. And there was a gal he had on his private eye staff, blue hair, nose rings, looks like an Antifa chick. She goes walking in. She just sauntered in. Nobody stopped her. And she picked up different, there were different stacks of ballots. And she picked up three different ballots from three different stacks, got them out. We drove them down. I think it was Florida, North Florida. There were some retired FBI examiners whose whole specialty was in paper forensics. And they examined. Now, these were all supposed to be printed at the same print shop. But it turns out I spent a day with them. It's fascinating stuff. They showed me, they had their own laboratory in the guy's attic. And this guy like wrote the training books for the FBI and was an FBI guy for decades. And they shine lights on the paper and they see how it refracts, it reflects. And they look microscopically at the paper and they determined, and they wrote an affidavit, and I think I put it up online, two of the pieces of paper came from one print shop. And one of the pieces of paper came from somewhere else entirely, And then, we think that was fake. And then the Dominion executive called in a shredding company to come in and shred this stuff. And we have you probably have heard that phone call. We have a tape of it. The company taped it. The shredding company sent a truck out and loaded. It was when they realized that they might have to turn all this stuff over. And they got a shredding company to come out and put in like 3,000 pounds of paper. This bounty hunter and his team got some cops to stop the truck as it was shredding. And they backed the truck up and dumped it in a bay of a garage and went through it. Most of it had been shredded. And incidentally, not just the normal shredding, like the shred, a military-grade shred where you make it all into confetti. But unshredded was a bill from a Chinese print shop was sticking to the side of the thing. It had not been shredded. And the DHS, the DH officers were teeth, toes, and fingernails on this. An FBI guy showed up and said, I'm taking over. And he took over, demanded it all be packed up back into the truck, and told them to finish the shred job and then burn it. That was an FBI officer. So there's dozens of things like this. We've never had anyone helping us to track us all down. All of this has been fed to the feds, and now there's 300 feds
in Georgia.
Last couple of weeks in Georgia. So I think they
incredible.
Got
Patrick, if you can, watch the address with us. Pop back in at the end. I'm going to go to a little promos for the Alex Jones Network. And the minute Trump comes out, we're going to go right to him. I think he probably will go live on time in 2.5 minutes. Stay with us. Share the live feeds. They're censoring this at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The URL's right up there. This is so important. They don't want this seen. Take cuts of this. We're going to post it at Real Alex Jones on X. Share this now. They don't want you to see what's about to happen. They're scared of this. That's television. It's going to be bombshell. Great job, Patrick Byrne, at Patrick Byrne, BYRNE on X, enemywithin.series.com. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with Trump's live address.
Gay Frog cereal. It's so tasty, healthy, and delicious. Make sure you get some today.
A few moments later.
I still love the cereal and the atrazine-infused milk, but I don't know what happened to me.
Paranoid, but now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Fucking Told You So.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
All right, perfect timing. Trump is taking the podium right now.
Discover trends
at 8:02 Central.
Developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go right to Trump. He just took the podium. Perfect timing. Here it is.
Good evening. Before we begin, I'm proud to report that our country is safer, stronger, and far wealthier than it has ever been before. We are doing great. Less than 2 years ago, we inherited an economic and social disaster. After the worst inflation in 48 years, the wide open borders with millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, including criminals of all types, and 11,888 murderers, many of whom killed more than one person. We had transgender for everybody, men and women sports, crime ravaging our cities, and the whole world was laughing at us.
Trump knows he's in trouble in the midterms.
Not anymore.
Which we don't want.
2 years ago,
we tried to get him not to do it.
He was dead.
We're 138 days into the Iran war, killing the economy.
Country anywhere in the world.
Other than the war.
America is respected like we have
never been.
And the
U.S. has shot down the Israel taking over the military in India.
We have more money.
That's good news.
Being invested in the United States than at any time in the history of our country. More Americans are working today than ever before. This week it was announced that inflation saw the largest monthly decline in more than 6 years. Just happened. It was just given out. The media reported it, and we accept it. The best in 6 years. The tax cuts in our great, big, beautiful bill are saving hardworking families thousands and thousands of dollars. Like with the provisions, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors, along with the interest deduction on a loan used to purchase a car, but only if that car is made in America, and a 100% expensing for our job-creating businesses. Our stock markets are at their highest point in many years, but we can actually say of all time. And your 401ks, pensions, and retirement accounts are setting records every single day, the highest in history. For years, we paid the highest price for prescription drugs anywhere in the world. Now we pay the lowest price under my most favored nation's policy because I was able to get the rest of the world and the pharmaceutical companies to act responsibly. Drug prices are coming down by 70, 80, and 90%. TrumpRx.gov, this will ultimately reduce the cost of health care. You have to go to TrumpRx.gov and take advantage of it. But the cost of health care is coming way down because of what we've done with prescription drugs. And with Trump accounts, every child in America now has access to a tax-free investment account to save for their future. Billions and billions of dollars are being invested, put in by companies and individuals to take care of our children so that at age 18, they will have potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in their account and they'll get off to a great start in life. So for that, go to TrumpAccounts.gov and sign up your child or any child you'd like to sign up. Our previously wide open borders have been transformed into the most secure borders in the history of our country, with zero illegal aliens being admitted to the United States in the past 14 months. That is zero. Nobody thought it was possible. We had the worst border in the history of our country, and now we have the best. Crime is plummeting nationwide with the murder rate at its lowest level since 1900, or more than 125 years ago. We're making a record investment in our armed forces, and we have the strongest and most powerful military by far anywhere in the world. I built it during my first term, and unfortunately, we're forced to use it now. We won in Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We are likewise winning big in Iran, and you will see the fruits of that labor very, very shortly. America is back and doing really well, but we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed because no country can be great without fair and honest elections. You have to trust your country because if there can be no trust, there can be no greatness. And that's very simple. No trust, no greatness. For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes like levels never thought possible to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force.
That's exactly what I was told in November by sources.
The staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board.
Yep. Tulsi Gabbard.
Supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs who have all personally reviewed the findings.
All right, it's confirmed. He's about to release the findings from November, proving China stole previous elections. This is total bombshell. Get the headlines out now.
For yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov.
All right, headline, Trump releases documents from the Office of National Intelligence proving China has attempted to steal U.S. elections.
Weaken confidence in election, but to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data.
Boom, we predicted
in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our
knowledge. As Patrick Byrne predicted about 30 minutes ago, Trump so far is going with just the voter roll stuff, which is bad enough. But we have the tablets confirmed with them controlling the votes. We have the making of the machines that are sent to Venezuela. We'll see if he goes there, but at least this is a big deal still. But it's a B-plus on an A-plus. We'll keep watching.
It's even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it, Donald Trump, to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working.
The documents are not up yet that we can see. Let's put it back on screen.
Term elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job, and they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that were supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning. The third set of documents we are releasing proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest almost all. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that. Tonight, we're publishing a series of previously classified U.S. intelligence community assessments and other reports proving that our government has long known these machines are extremely exposed to attack. As one assessment states, we judge that the United States adversaries, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure. That's unquote, but that's some statement, isn't it? Made by supposedly great patriots of our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are drinking out of a fire hose here. I've got 12 crew members here on Thursday night. Tens of thousands of CIA documents are coming in. I've got five people looking at them. Blast, 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 total proof, everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything that Tulsi Gabbard at that briefing in November, it is literally the Holy Grail. This is bigger than WikiLeaks. This is bigger than Epstein. It is insane. It is insane. You got to go to the government website he gave out. You got to go there. We got to crowdsource this. Everybody dig in now. This is bombshell. Dig in now. We'll put the URL that he talked about. We're literally downloading it all. We have like five computers just downloading all CIA documents right now. This is the mother load. Continue.
Election results on these terrible machines. Today we are releasing documents that show the CIA obtained reporting of a specific plot to do a big number in favor of the corrupt Maduro regime in Venezuela. And that's exactly what happened, conspiring to digitally rig their own country's elections in 2020, and that's what they did. This reporting included precise details about methods to regime develop to digitally alter vote totals in ways that could not be detected even with an audit, no matter how deep they went. This intelligence underscores why we must take urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past. The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence...
Yeah, so if Trump wants to win the midterms, more of this.
It has been buried...
Beautiful.
...and covered up. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files...
Beautiful.
...detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation.
And again, these are just the synopses. All the documents are posted, what you're seeing on screen.
Raided a Democrat.
Unbelievable.
The vote organization.
Oh, raided the Democrat. Fraud.
In Muskegon. And we're so concerned by what they found. They were just so concerned. They couldn't believe it, actually, that they contacted the FBI.
Trump is over-delivering tonight. This is a bonanza. We already knew most of this. But the documents coming in are insane. CIA certified. All the proof in the documents. All the fraud. Motherlode Death Star beam fired. Boom!
And received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working on the case believe...
FBI set to release documents proving pay for play by Democrats for votes.
...slow walk the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking...
Just attack the FBI covering up.
Wow. ...to ensure that the matter is fully investigated and to work with the Department of Justice...
No wonder the corporate media didn't carry in this. Share our feeds now, folks.
Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be, we are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records... They identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refuse to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. Put together, these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail. as one example of the insanity, California's recent election for mayor of L.A. and governor was held on June 2nd, a long time ago, but it was just completed a few days ago on July 10th. Think of that, much more than 1 month. Took a month to count the votes. I wonder what they were doing. This is worse than any third world country. There's no third world country that has elections like we have. In a rare move, NBC and ABC Fake News have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets. Great damage has been done to our country. Our elections were left vulnerable to being rigged and stolen, and the trust of the American people was lost. This cannot be allowed to continue. Every American, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or otherwise, should be able to agree that we deserve the most secure, honest, and fair election system anywhere in the world. Secure elections should be a partisan, really, we should be together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody. And it should not be a partisan issue. It should cause to unite us, not to divide us. This should be a cause. We should be united, not divided, in light of the brand new and irrefutable information.
That's right. We should unify for election tonight. Integrity.
My administration.
Headline: Trump calls for American unity in the face of communist Chinese and other foreign governments openly stealing elections.
China and many others. We will be working closely to mitigate any harm, and we're taking swift action to ensure that sensitive voter data is better protected, so we can never be bought. We can never be hacked, and we can never watch a stolen election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states. If you look at voting today, it's in such bad shape in so many states, and we are committing to fix it. And we're also committing to be working with those states and local jurisdictions to help them fix and patch known technical vulnerabilities before the midterm elections. We have very important elections coming up. We want those elections to be honest. I've also ordered DHS to notify every state about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately. But most importantly, addressing this crisis of election security demands that Congress must pass the Save America Act. How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat? The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat because your policies are so bad and your candidates are so pathetic that you can't get away or can't get elected any other way. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. Are you a citizen of our country, please? And hopefully there will be no corrupt mail-in ballots, which if you watched California and so many other places, mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt. So you would have no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. If you're going away on business or vacation, These reforms are urgently needed to stop the vulnerabilities that I've mentioned. To all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together, we will restore faith and
Trump just rallied you to stop the fraud and the election fraud coup against you and to pass the Save Act.
Thank you. God
bless. We got to do it.
God bless our great military and God bless America. Thank you very much.
All right. That is a 28-minute speech by the president. Let's keep going. Full screen. Leave it up there. All right. Well, no wonder the corporate media didn't cover that. We're going to put the full speech out right now at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. It's your job to share this. Listen, when Trump does bad stuff, I cover it. I know all the issues. All I do is, this is all I do, eat, drink, and sleep and dream this stuff. But all he said today was absolutely true. Absolutely incredible information that you just saw and that you just heard. And it's exactly what Patrick Byrne predicted he would say. And Patrick was instrumental in hacking into the Venezuelan systems and exposing Maduro and so much more, working with General Flynn and others. I'll leave it at that. It's classified. We're going to get him on the line right now and go back to him. But we're going to go to break right now, air a couple promos here, and I want to air one of the ads because here's the deal. I got 13, 14 people here tonight. They're uploading the clips. They're running the show. They're doing it all. We're building the new studio, the new network. It takes money to win a war, so I sell you products that really work. Ultramethylene Blue, the best bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot T-shirts. We have a new Patriot T-shirt ad. The new summer shirts are in. The Betsy Ross flag and Rebel Scums at 1776. The shower filters to cut all the poison so you don't get it through your skin and breathe it. The very best products are at thealexjonesstore.com. And I am totally all in on this. I've had the DOJ try to put me in prison, the CIA. It's all come out. That's fine. I love being a warrior. I just want you to keep me in the fight at thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we marshal this crew. It's how we're able to do this in the face of the attacks. Right now, it ends in 48 hours. We have a buy one, get one free, Irish Sea Moss. You're like, what's that? Irish Sea Moss has 93 vitamins and minerals, including trace elements, and the very best iodine in the world in it. We have the best Irish Sea Moss, your libido, your stamina, your energy. Buy one, get one free. We have the very best, highest level creatine right now. Buy one, get one free. We have new liquid turmeric, 95% humanoid. The regular stuff's 4% and works great. That's just raw turmeric. Ours is 95%. How many times is that stronger? Like 40-something times stronger? It's the best. NAD, you know what that does? We got the best. The best shower filters. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited edition 250th anniversary coin that's almost sold out with the Jerusalem cross on one side and the American Eagle on the other. That funds it. And when you buy that, you see us hire more crew and more reporters to get bigger than InfoWars ever was. That is you doing that. That is the resistance. Thealexjonesstore.com. And that is what allows us to operate and give you tomorrow's news today before anybody else has it. That is what this is all about. But you got to get excited about this. And I salute you all. And we're paying our bills to operate right now. But I want war chest. I want to win. I want to go to war with the globalist. I want to win, win, win. But it's up to you to share the article, share the videos. It's up to you to share the link, the Alex Jones Store. It's up to you to share alexjoneslive.com, the new news site, with all the feeds. We are changing the world, and it's because of you and your past support. But now is the thick of the fight. Now is the time, Paul Revere, to take action and share the live feeds. We're going to go to break, come back with Patrick Byrne, who called this. Trump got into everything he predicted. He wasn't sure if he'd get into China and other fraud, but he started to hit a lot of it. And Trump, here's the thing. Out of 13, 14, was it 14 people in there? Five of them are on computer terminals right now. And it's like, as fast as they click on a document, more go. I mean, like, how many documents? They're like hundreds a minute. Thousands. CIA, the DOJ. And Trump saying what's in there. This is incredible. China buying off the media. China stealing elections. China controlling the tablets people vote on in Georgia and other states, China, you know, all of it, everything Byrne said, because he's been at the tip of the spear in this, it's all coming out. This is historic. But what will we do? And you say, oh, I don't like Trump. Fine. Trump's not perfect. Way better than Democrats. It doesn't matter. We have this information. This is about us having our birthright stolen. This is about an election coup. He gave out the URL. We've shown it. And a lot of this stuff's blacked out. A lot of it isn't. But this is incredible information, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is wild. We have to crowdsource this. Some of these documents are already out. We can compare them and then find the full document. This is the plans of the Death Star. And now you got to use the plans of the Death Star to launch the attack on the Death Star. Politically, nonviolently. But this is historic. This is what I told you in November. Tulsi Gabbard had the briefing they had. And now you've seen it as I told you in November. I don't blow smoke up your butt. We are tomorrow's news today. Share the feeds now. Share the videos we're posting on Rumble and Real Hawk Jones as my crew cuts all the incredible stuff Trump said. But I first want the full thing out. Historic speech. Trump releases thousands of CIA documents proving Communist China working with the deep state has stolen, manipulated elections, bought off the media. My God, this is bombshell. And we're trying to look at these documents every second. Bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, this is drinking out of a freaking fire hose right now. Trying to drink Lake Superior out of a pixie straw. So support us at theoxyostore.com right now. If you want to win, then have the attitude and get great products that enrich your life. You take our methylene blue, it'll blow you away. Our bovine colostrum, blow you away. Not a cool name and really sexy results. But we need your support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with Patrick Byrne, who nailed and predicted what Trump was going to do.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great.
The gravity fed filters are available, so are the shower feds.
Another satisfied customer.
America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to theoxyostore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the Second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, Make Orwell Fiction Again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Big League, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at theoxyostore.com.
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the shit and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
When I grow up, I want to retake America from the globalists. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. It is the Alex Jones Show. Yes!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Patrick, you've been working for decades and so have I to come to this moment. And as much as Trump has pissed me off last year, he did a lot of great stuff, too. He just reproved himself. I mean, I got five people. They can't keep track. Thousands of CIA documents. Everything you said, it's all coming out. He hit on a lot of the points, didn't dig into it a lot in a 32-minute speech. But my Lord, am I wrong or did he just deliver? Whoa!
You're not wrong. And great commercials and great products you sell, Alex. Let me just mention again, I use your products. I love the methylene blue. I would describe this. This is a home run. This is a grand slam, President Trump. I tell you, there's a name I'm going to tell you about is Kurt Olson in a minute. But first, let me give you a little joke that's maybe PG, but I think your viewers can handle it. The joke was Milton Berle and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and some others were at a Hollywood party, and they were bragging, as boys tend to do, about who's better endowed. And, of course, Milton was famously endowed like, you know, Alex Jones or something. So they had a little contest to see, and one of them, like Rodney Dangerfield, was there, and he said, "Hey, Milton, do us all a favor and only pull out enough to win." Donald Trump only pulled out enough to win, but he won. This was fantastic. He's released. Obviously, I haven't looked at the files yet. I do want to tell you about one.
I mean, how can you look at it? I mean, we're looking. I mean, I was in there. It's. Bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, we're talking flood here, and we were clicking on them. It's CIA seals. It's everything he's saying. I mean, this is the deep state is shitting a brick right now.
Does it go into seals like the Navy SEALs?
CIA classified seals. It's like. CIA documents.
There's a fellow I want to tell you about, Kurt Olson. When the chips were down, and there were very few of us on our side of the table, I'll never forget that day you came storming up to General Flynn and me in D.C., and we didn't know what your deal was, but what a great alliance this became. There's another fellow named Kurt Olson. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He became a corporate lawyer, insurance lawyer in D.C. He became one of the president's lawyers, and he actually wrote that case that 19 AGs signed in December 2020 that SCOTUS wouldn't look at, that said, you're depriving us of our citizens' rights by running these crap elections. Well, Kurt Olson and I, we spoke in January or February of 2021. I'll never forget him in his den saying, I don't know about you, brother, but I'm going to take this all the way to the firing squad. Everyone else was melting off. You didn't melt off. Flynn and I didn't. Kurt Olson. Kurt Olson has been in there since the president came back into power, and he's been digging and digging. And he's let me know, didn't let me see them, but he let me know CIA, he had found the documents that showed the CIA knew everything all along. They knew we were right. They knew this machinery was junk, that there were all these documents that showed the CIA had known in 2020 what had happened, and they...
Sure, they stepped aside and let the Democrats in Venezuela and China do this.
And Flynn just posted something on X saying the people running the CIA and NSA should be arrested right now.
Let's put that up. So Flynn's calling for the traitors at CIA that aided abetted China's arrest. Breaking, General Flynn calls for the arrest of CIA traitors that worked with China to steal U.S. elections. Let's pull up General Flynn's X account right now, guys. Pull it up.
Yeah. And it was Gina Haspel. It was Mike Pompeo. Mike Rogers left in 2018 from NSA. He's saying NSA, CIA, given these documents, showed that they buried all this. The people who buried should be arrested for treason right now or sedition or something. Yeah, the CIA and NSA directors during his first term should be arrested for treason. And who were they? They were Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel at the CIA, and they were Mike Rogers and someone else. Why don't you say, but Rogers stepped aside in 2018. It was an Army guy. Why don't you look that up? Now, Rogers might actually have been okay. He's the guy who tipped off Trump, and he was gone by 2018. But it's interesting, Flynn's calling for them to be arrested based on these documents. They knew, they buried it. Can you imagine? They knew that China had done this to our country, and they buried it. They decided to bury it.
Keep going, brother. I'm listening to you.
Oh, well, just that. That's it. So Trump pulled out enough to win, and he got all the way up to saying Venezuela used these machines in 2020.
But that's a big deal. General Flynn just said, based on this evidence, arrest the leadership of the CIA, and that's what Trump said he just released, is that U.S. intelligence worked with them, which you said years ago in my show. I mean, this is vindication. Why don't you talk about yourself? Because you're people, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but it's like people say, oh, Alex, what's your day job? Are they joking? I mean, people don't know who the real players are, how you got involved in this, what you've done exposing Venezuela. You've been a key, not a key player. I would call you the alpha player so much in the Venezuela, at least. And in China, I mean, how do you got sucked into this? Everything you've said's come out now. This is total vindication for Patrick Byrne right now.
Well, okay. I'll tell you that in a moment. Let me tell you one story about Mike Pompeo you're like. Gary Bernson, who did a good interview today with Benny Johnson, and you should have him on. My two partners were Martin Rodiel and Gary Bernson in this whole Venezuela stuff. They briefed. I had to be out of the country because I was DHS domestic threat number one. They briefed Mike Pompeo in about 2023, and they showed him all the evidence. And they called me afterwards, and they said his reaction was very – I was like hiding out in Switzerland. They called me and said his reaction was very strange. He turned white, and it must be because he was so shocked to learn all of this. Well, by 2024, we realized more that he knew about it. The reason he turned white when he got briefed on this in, let's say, 2022, he didn't turn white because he was saying, oh, my gosh, look at how awful this is. He turned white because he was saying, oh, my gosh, these guys have got the goods on us. They figured it out. Holy cow, what are we going to do? Mike Pompeo is a dirty, rotten scoundrel, and he knew about this, and according to Flynn's tweet, he should be arrested. How horrible to be Trump and to be relying on people. I've been in this situation before, and I ran a company in Utah, and there were always a problem of a bunch of Mormons around me who didn't like me, and it's so debilitating. You've got these people that's a team within your team pretending to be on your side. How horrible that he's relying on guys like Pompeo and Haspel, and they are selling him out. It's horrible to be. I mean, good for Donald Trump to stand up to this. His stock is peaking every day, just like the stock market. I got into this, believe it or not. I've told you before about I had this weird relationship with the government. It was really more of an academic. I'm not a spook. I'm not a spy. I'm not even an asset. I'm something else. And they kept telling me, you have a really weird relationship with us. But I did all this work for lots of different people, ultimately the National Security Council, and ultimately Obama made me. Well, here's the thing, and I don't think I've ever explained this. In 2006, some people took me out to lunch and said, listen, you've done nice work for us in all these different areas. We'd like to promote you to a high-speed group, and you'll be getting high-speed orders. And I said, sure. That woman went on and became, 7 years later, she turned out to be John Brennan's protege, number two. He had two female proteges. This was the second. So I was actually taking orders from John Brennan since 06, although I never had his name used with me until about 2011, 2012. So it's been terribly painful for me in that I was in the middle of a bunch of skullduggery, and I kind of figured out by 2015 I was working in for the deep state. But here's the craziest part about this. You asked me how I got drawn into this. This story's in my book, and it's in that movie. This is absolutely true. In 2006, the Senate Judiciary Committee, they were using me. They were using me to spy on other parts of the government. It was really very, because I was fighting Wall Street. And one day I got brought in, and Arlen Specter and the head, Kit Bond, the head of the Intelligence Committee, and like seven senators, and they wrote this letter that they said they had not done since World War II. And it was a letter that said, I can't be prosecuted. People always wonder, why wasn't I picked up? There's a letter in the files of the Senate Judiciary Committee that says, I can't be prosecuted. And they told me, burn your single, your rich.
And that's huge. That's on record. So the legislative branch literally gave you immunity.
They gave me immunity, and they told me, you're going to spend your life penetrating and destroying the deep state. So since 2006, I've conceived of my life.
For folks that don't know, even though the Congress is corrupt at levels, they're being spied on by the CIA. There's a constant war there going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this was Democrats and Republicans. Patrick Leahy and Grassley are now the ranking members. They were in the room. They signed it. So I had this immunity from the Senate Judiciary Committee to penetrate the deep state. So I spent my whole life. And everyone in the deep state thought, boy, how...
And you famously busted Russian spies, everything else.
That's why you have me shagging Russian spies and all that kind of stuff. But really, I had this Uber mission. And my Uber mission was to get to the bottom of the deep state. Let me go back to Kurt Olson. Kurt Olson, retired Navy SEAL, is like a dog with a bone. He was one guy... You know, I learned over these 4 years, 5 years, there's a lot of people who get weak in the knees. Kurt Olson... Mike Flynn, of course, and a handful of Green Berets around me, you. There were very few people, but that were ready to take this to the firing squad. But I can see Kurt Olson's fingerprints on probably 60% of what Trump was talking about today. Kurt Olson has spent the last 15 months fighting and fighting with
the
CIA.
Not about credit, but Tulsi Gabbard, who briefed him in November, I had that information somebody in the room, and a big fiasco happened because I said that. No one was told to say it. But this is a big deal. So we're getting the documents here, and I want to look at these here in closing with you and come back on the show tomorrow here. Look at these. Overhead shot, please. I mean, this is insane. This is just what we printed off, folks. It is literally a fire hose. This is like two drops from a fire hose here. We have voter data states with the Chinese stealing it all. We have the CIA intercepting it all, proving 2020 that it all went on. We have CIA Venezuela machines, Maduro stealing the election, which you helped catch them do. We have FBI Michigan voter confirms that it's all fraud and Chinese involved. with the Democrats, FBI Michigan witness interviews. All this is in here. We have alien voter registration summary. We have the Chinese infiltrating the media, buying off the media. I mean, this is incredible stuff, and it goes on and on. CIA documents declassified by President Trump. And look, that says July 3rd, so he was already ready for this back then. And it goes into all of this. I mean, this is drinking out of a fire hose. I mean, each one of these, we could do it a whole show on each one of these. I mean, this is unbelievable. That's why we need HUMET to go to that site Trump put out during his speech, which we're posting to X and Rumble. And it's up to the listeners to go do this because, I mean, I'm going to try to go over this tonight, but I got to get sleep. I mean, this is insane. And imagine what they blacked out here. Imagine what we're not seeing. But a lot of these are basically unredacted. This is government transparency. We are getting this right now. Patrick Byrne, how big is this?
This is the biggest expose. This is bigger than if they released the JFK files, frankly. This shows, once people dig into this, they're going to understand every election of ours since 2010, at least going back to 2010, has been compromised. Not to say that everyone's been picked by China, but they've had a thumb on the scale. They can move things sort of 5, 6, 7% without leaving a trace. I mean, these guys are so sophisticated.
That's why we said Trump's got to get a 10% win in 2024 to override the fraud. We were right.
Correct. They know they have to not just change the election. It has to beat an audit. So they know how the audits are done. They actually own some of their own audit companies. And you can keep a thumb on the scale and bend things 5 to 7%. This is so Chinese. For 2,500 years, they've said the greatest victory is to win without fighting. They have smashed the United States and the West into a bridge abutment.
Let me quote Dune by Frank Herbert, who was a big think tank guy. The slow blade passes the shield. A laser can't go through, a bullet can't go through, but the slow blade goes through. The Chinese know the long game wins. And y'all know you're a Chinese scholar, right?
Yeah, I speak Chinese. I'm not an old Chinese hand, but I was once a young Chinese hand. And you know what's interesting? China, within their national security documents for years, they've been discussing something called the assassin's mace, the coming assassin's mace. And a mace is like a club. And
it's a club with a chain with a big ball on the end.
Correct. And they've been referring to that there's going to be, and there's a story from ancient China about two kings were about to fight, but one gets an assassin in the other guy's bedroom, smashes him with a mace, kills him, and takes the kingdom without a fight. So it has the connotation of a one-punch knockout.
Yeah, knockout leadership don't have wars. Coups, not wars.
The combination of two things, a sucker punch and a one-punch knockout, is the assassin's mace. And since about 04, 05, they've been referring to the assassin's mace to take down the United States. It's coming. It's coming. There were even people who told me in the intelligence community around 2010 that it was believed to be coming around 2020. That was the apogee of Chinese power. That would be the, but we don't know what it is, Patrick.
That's when the CFR said the new Dragon Age would begin.
This was the assassin's mace. And the king, Trump, did, you know, we got it to miss by an inch. And boy, it is going to be part of American history for hundreds of years.
And that's why Israel getting the middle of this and making about their stuff. I'm not even against Israel. That's why it's a diversion from the main battle. I'm pissed at Israel dragging us off and making them the center of attention instead of China. Can you speak to that? I know you're anti-Israel.
Well, you know, I wish that Trump had taken a focus on Israel in the second part of this term. But I'll remind you, last June, it was Iran came out and told the IAEC, the International Atomic Energy Commission, we now have enough refined uranium. In 2 weeks, we can have 10 weapons. They tripped this. So, but I would have preferred that we waited. But you know what? I view this all through the lens of the election problem. The election heist, our closest enemies are Venezuela and Cuba. They're the front line of what happened. They're like the joint venture who tried to pull the rug out from or hit us with the assassin's mace. The shareholders, the major shareholders, are Iran and China. So what we've done to Iran, Iran had coming. This is the greatest act of war since 1776, frankly. There's never been
Well, regardless, what Trump just did is historic. Can you speak to that in closing?
Oh, yeah. What Trump just did by exposing this.
Patrick, you have the floor here. Recap why this is historic and these documents, and then let's go into it.
We almost lost the country. We almost lost the country. And because of this, it's what happened in 2020. It was rigged. And we almost lost the country. And frankly, if Trump hadn't been quite a mensch to stand up to this, I'm sure along the way they made him deals that said, look, if you just go quiet or you slip off to Saudi Arabia or something, we're not going to touch you. And instead he fought. He fought for us. He fought for the country. He dodged a bullet, literally. And by releasing all this, Flynn has taught me this. Information, the truth, is the greatest weapon of all. If you can expose the truth, then just let the truth be your broom and sweep up your enemy. You don't have to, you know, so the him exposing this truth is of monumental importance in American history, and it saves us from having lost that. We came within a hair of losing the country, and the fact they never expected us to climb out of this. They never expected us for Trump to be able to roll with a punch and come out 4 years later and win again. They never expected. And someday I'll tell you. Pardon me?
No, Patrick, I'm listening to you. No, you're on air. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, someday, I've told it on other shows. I've told it on here. What really happened came down to last year, Martin and Gary Burnson, and with an assist from me, let's say, we were on this long espionage effort overseas, and we got to the heart of this, including the Belgrade operation, which is the sort of rig of last resort. They've got all these different ways that are showing, I already see are showing up in these papers, the voter rolls, all these different things. But at the end of the day, they can jam through what they need from Belgrade, Serbia. And we got the information, and it was turned in. It was taken to Mar-a-Lago. Trump's people were briefed for 3 days. Then it was sent out. Elon got briefed. He vouched for it. And then it was sent into Cyber Command, and some patriotic elements within Cyber Command are the folks who took this, and they smoked.
Everything you said years ago has now come out to be proven true. Patrick Byrne, incredible job. At Patrick Byrne on X, BYRNE, at Patrick Byrne, interview with NDocuSeries.com. Come on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., ahead of the War Room with Harrison Smith. Amazing. Thank you so much. All right, folks. I've been up since 5 a.m. The crew, 14 of them are up here. We're drinking out of a fire hose. It's up to you to go look at what Trump put out. It's up to you what we post on X and Rumble to share the feeds and to share the videos. And I'm going to go tell the crew, get this, get that, put it out. This is incredible. This is Trump a year and a half into his administration, almost 2 years in. We're only 3 months out from the midterms. And sure, he's not perfect. We get all that. But election integrity is key. How the globalists have done this is key. This is a big deal. And this is so important. That's all I can say to you right now. I mean, this is massive. They've released the documents. We're trying to keep each one of these. I can spend hours on this. Is the stack's probably 100 feet tall right now. This is what we were just able to get off there. So we can't do this. It's up to human intelligence crowdsourcing this. Trump put out the URL on the government website that has all this. Get it out. We're going to post the full 32-minute or 31-minute Trump speech, 2X, probably already up, and a Rumble. Some of the screws, but there's 6 a.m. But we're going to get this out, ladies and gentlemen. This is insane. And it's the government website on election integrity that Trump mentioned. He had the URL out live on air. But all I can say is, wow. Absolutely wild. And all I ask is you stand with those of us that have been attacked by the deep state and persecuted because they know we'll tell the truth no matter what. We'll call balls and strikes. All I'm asking is you follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. All I ask is you follow us at AJN Live on X, AJN Live on X. Just initials Alex Jones Network, AJN Live. All I ask is you share the URL, alexjoneslive.com, because we're going to continue to fight. And we're counting on you. We believe in you. I bet on America. I bet on the West. I bet on freedom against Islam and the globalists, the New World Order and the Satanists and all the other insane groups and the things that are going on. This is so historic and important right now. And I already know this stuff. I've been on there 32 years. I already knew Venezuela 25 years ago had the voting machines and the fraud, and they've dropped the lawsuits against Lindell, and they've been indicted, and it's all coming out. So as much as I get mad at Trump about some of the things, it doesn't matter. The issues where he's hitting on all cylinders are key, and we've got to press the attack on those issues. And I want to see more of Trump on this. This, we should encourage this. We should promote this and get him back on track. It's happening. He's told Israel, get out of Lebanon, get out of Syria, stop it. So much is happening. We are reasserting ourselves right now. This is a fight. We had Trump fully doing what we wanted. We were so great the first 4 months of the administration. Then he got sucked into this black hole. Now we're sucking him back out. And we don't bet everything on Trump. We don't give up on the president we've got right now. And if he keeps doing this stuff, we're going to win the midterms. The SAVE Act passed the House. It's got to go to the Senate. We just cut out Israel with their NDAA to take over the military. Bold-ass BS. They're spending billions of bucks to brainwash and attack us. It's okay. We're going to win. But we got to have the American people. I don't have Israel backing me or the Rothschilds or the New World Order or the Chi-Coms or Hollywood. I got you backing me. I don't have BlackRock, but I got you. So get a bottle of our methylene blue. We got the biggest selection of T-shirts. Go there. Decide you're going to stand up. Get the products at thealexjonesstore.com. It takes money to fight these fights and to hold off the deep state steps to shut us down. They shut down InfoWars. InfoWars continues here, bigger than ever. Only because of you. Realize how important you are. Look in the mirror. And, man, the apparel now they just came in, it is unbelievable. The dress shirts, the shorts, the wife beaters, it's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And if you support us, we have the track record of victory. We will succeed together. If you support yourself standing up for those that you know have a track record and the pedigree and the bona fides of victory, thealexjonesstore.com. Get the collectible coin. It's about to sell out. 250th anniversary coin. Get the new shower filter. Highest quality, highest rated, cutting out the most toxins. I went to Costco today, and I saw a filter that was as rated as good as ours for $39 more than we sell it. I mean, this is insane. Don't absorb the poisons. Don't breathe the poisons. Don't take it to your skin. Get our water filter now, thealexjonesstore.com. Get the coin. Get it. Take action. You win by doing that. My God. Bet on the horse that keeps winning. Great job, crew. I'm going to go look at the interviews, everything that just happened. Cut it up. Put it on X. Put it on Rumble. Get it out. And then I'm getting to Santa Pier late to get this out. And my crew is, you share the daylights out of it and tell those you share it with to share it. That completes the chain reaction. Don't just share it. Tell those you share it to share it and tell them to share it and tell them to share it, because we're all Spartacus in this fight. And I'll see you at 11 a.m. Central for the Alex Jones Show. God bless you, and I salute you all.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and make the purchase now.